Reed dismissed the suit as little more than a roadblock to completing the stadium on time.
So I'm not going to overreact to these tactics that I believe are just designed to delay the construction of the stadium.
The suit comes from four Atlantans who live in the neighborhoods that surround the proposed $1.2 billion stadium. The self-identified interveners allege a number of legal violations in the stadium's financing plan and want it thrown out. Among the alleged legal flaws is the use of nearly $300 million in hotel-motel tax revenue to pay off some construction bonds. Reed says he's willing to work with the community on some issues, like the splitting of Martin Luther King Jr. Drive into two streets surrounding the proposed stadium.
Community input, I'm totally open to. But I have a fundamentally different approach to community input and to attorneys who I think are just trying to get a payday.
On Monday, a Fulton County Superior Court judge delayed a bond validation hearing until April. Bond validation is necessary to start construction on the stadium. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.